1888. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by a really cool guy, David Kiley, who is going to be telling us about the AOL's Tech Awards. But we're having a little phone connection problem with Dave, so we'll continue to work on that. Also, in this hour of the broadcast, I've got lots of interesting automotive stories to tell you about from the worst states for drivers, and that's very much up for debate. But I've got a list here, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about some vehicles that are going away. You will not be able to purchase these vehicles anymore, so if you are fond of any of them, I would suggest that you get on your horse and get one before they go out of production. Some will, without question, come back, but lots of them will be gone forever. We'll also be telling you about some other important automotive stories and happenings, including recently I came across a list of vehicles that are expected to increase in value, brand new cars that are expected to increase in value. So I'm going to share that with you. And also, the Automobile Club of America has come up with a list of the most significant vehicles, classic cars of all time. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can reach out to me anytime throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, at bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I always remind you guys that if you have won a prize here on the show and haven't received it for whatever reason, it's not my fault. It's not producer Matt's fault. It's somebody in between us and the prize factory. So just shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. I'm still giving away some wash drop solutions, the new innovative way, easy enough for the professional radio announcer to say, but a very cool way to wash your vehicle, even in the cold of winter. You can wash your vehicle because you don't need to use a hose. So even if you live in a really cold area, and I know where our studios, master studios, are located up in Minnesota, they've been getting some really cold wind chills. You can actually use this product in very, very cold weather. So just drop me an email. All I need is your name and address. So let's begin by throwing out a trivia question at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Who's considered the godfather, so to speak, of the Ford Mustang? The Mustang is celebrating 50 years in 2014, and this gentleman had a high-ranking position within the Ford Motor Company. He's the one that's the guy credited with spearheading the Mustang program, bringing it to market, and, of course, the original Mustang debuting in April of 1964 as a 1964-and-a-half model, became a huge hit, an automotive icon, and here, some 50 years later, we're celebrating the anniversary and also looking forward to the 2015 Mustang, which is going to be all new. I believe it's the seventh generation, only the seventh all-new Mustang in the 50-year history of the vehicle. So who is considered the godfather of the Mustang? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. All right, let's talk about states with bad drivers. Now, this is kind of controversial as far as I'm concerned. This is a report done by the car insurance company called carinsurancecomparison.com. And it basically takes into consideration ticketing rates, careless driving, citations, and some other factors. And they've come up with a list of states. If you had to nominate a state with the worst drivers, which particular state would you nominate? 855-660-4261. Well, let me tell you about the list here from these folks. Believe it or not, a lot of states in the South did extremely well. Extremely not so great. Lots of states in the Northeast, believe it or not, did quite well, and I would argue with that. So here it is, the worst state, according to the folks at this entity, is the state of Louisiana. Other states that fared very poorly in this poll include, number one, Louisiana, number two, South Carolina, number three, Mississippi, number four, Texas, number five, Alabama, number six, Florida, and number seven, Missouri. What were some of the best states? Well, this too, like I said, is quite controversial. But according to carinsurancecomparison.com, the best states were Vermont, Utah, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Oregon, Maine, and Connecticut. As a lifelong resident of Massachusetts and New Englander at heart, although I'm presently residing in Orlando, Florida, I can put some perspective on this, and I can definitely say some of the worst drivers in all of the world are in New York City, in my opinion. Taxi drivers there just drive absolutely insane. Where I hail from, the greater Boston area, is definitely on the list of being one of the worst areas. Certainly, I've spent a lot of time in Southern California, and there are some pretty bad drivers there as well. New Jersey, I think, also belongs on that list, but I would disagree with this poll. Louisiana is the worst state for drivers. What's your opinion? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Now, we are joined by our esteemed guest. He's an esteemed automotive journalist contributing to many publications and websites, including the Huffington Post. He's got a brand new job, which is the editor-in-chief at New Roads Publishing. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show David Kiley. David, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me today.
Well, why don't we begin by talking about a program that you're running for the folks at AOL Autos. It's the Tech of the Year Awards, and I know you announced the finalists at the LA Auto Show. I had some conflict, so I missed the media days for the first time in a gazillion years. So tell us a little bit about the program and the finalists and where the winners are going to be officially announced.
Well, this is the second year that AOL Autos did the Technology of the Year Award, and I should say last year, our inaugural year, we wound up naming Chrysler's Uconnect, the updated version of it that was in the Ram and the Viper, as our first year winner. The six finalists that we announced at this year's LA Auto Show was Mercedes-Benz Intelligent Drive, which is really kind of a suite of technologies, the Tesla supercharging stations, the Volvo pedestrian and bicycle detection system, the Infiniti backup collision avoidance system, the Chevrolet Valet Mode that we tested in the Impala, the new Impala. And then the last finalist is the Mopar charging pad, which was made a factory option in the Dodge Dart, the 2013 Dodge Dart.
Excellent. Hold that thought, David. We'll recap those when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, including KXEL, News Talk 1540 in Waterloo, Iowa. We want to salute all of our great affiliate stations, and we want to really thank all the great program directors over the past year that have picked up the show and those that have been with us for many, many years. We have a very special guest. He's an author. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, and he's editor-in-chief at New Roads Publishing. The gentleman's name is David Kiley, and he runs the AOL Auto's Technology of the Year Award. It's the second year that this has been presented. And, David, before the break there, you were running down the nominees for this year's award, and there are some real heavy hitters in there. It's, in my opinion, a really difficult choice. I mean, even the last one that you told us about, the charging pad in the Dodge Dart, which is, you know, very cool feature. You know, one of those little things that adds up to, definitely something that deserves recognition. But I think there are a lot of things.
One of the things I like about this program is that this, in the second year that we ran it, you get a real mix of, you know, these really hyper sophisticated systems that cost millions and millions of dollars to develop, and then you also wind up with some very, very simple technology. And for example, the charging pad, but there's nothing particularly high tech anymore about wireless charging, but what it got chosen by the jury of editors as a finalist, this Mopar charging pad that was first introduced as an option, a factory option in the Dart, because it answers an unmet need. I don't know about you, Bob, but I'm sick and tired of cords everywhere. I mean, I get so many different kinds of cords. And, you know, we lose them and everything else. And the other thing about the Mopar charging pad, you know, it worked exactly as advertised, you know, which is a big deal. Some of the other systems were a little more difficult to test. For example, the Volvo pedestrian and bicycle detection system, we set out to actually test it ourselves, in a large parking lot, and we couldn't simulate the test. We could, and so we talked to the Volvo engineers, and they're like, "Yeah, the system is so sophisticated that you really have to test it in real world conditions. You can't, it won't recognize a simulation." Like we had a setup in a course where we had this sort of cardboard cow, as a matter of fact. and we were trying to move it, you know, we were sort of moving it into the pathway of the Volvo, but because it was, you know, a two-dimensional and, you know, kind of static thing, the system didn't recognize it. So we sort of digested all of the stuff that Volvo gave us that had all the real-world testing videos and everything else, and then we were able to use some of that for the reader voting portion, because that's the other interesting thing about this award. The six finalists are chosen by a jury of 14 people who are writers and editors, but then after we get the six finalists, then we sort of re-rank them 6-5-4-3-2-1, and so if the finalist that you think should win the overall award, you would give it a 6, you know, and so on. Mm-hmm. And but then we have the readers, or AOL has their readers vote, and their vote has the weight of one judge. So I can tell you that that in both years the reader voting, you know, did factor into who the finalist was. And the finalist is known. I'm not going to divulge it, but it will be awarded at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January.
That's great. It's interesting to talk a little bit about the Consumer Electronics Show. I've been going there for 15 years or so, and last year, one of the spokespersons for the Consumer Electronics Association, who puts on the show, produces the show, said to me, I went to an electronic show and a car show broke out because last year I think there was a record number of OEMs at the show, and of course Ford introduced their electric version of the Focus concurrently with an unveil at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, also at CES, but the automotive industry is definitely embracing CES more and more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've had automotive keynote speakers, and this year I believe Ford is doing a big program with the Mustang. You know, Ford has been a leader in sort of sticking their neck out, if you will, with the Ford Sync system and Ford and My Ford Touch. But they're doing a big program with the Mustang, which is their big vehicle for 2014. There's an all-new Mustang. It's the 100th anniversary. But also, Mustang is one of the two vehicles that Ford has that has remained consistently popular with the tech crowd, with Silicon Valley, with the California market, that and the F-Series pickup. So that's another reason to sort of, you know, heavily merchandise the Mustang at CES.
Let's talk a little bit about something that I first saw at CES and is under development, not only by car companies, but Google is also very much involved in this, and that's autonomous driving and autonomous driving vehicles. Your home state, your state of Michigan just recently announced some legislation regarding allowing testing of those vehicles on the road, and I get a lot of mixed reaction from listeners here on the show. Some people like the idea. It seems like younger people like the idea. Older people are totally against it. What do you think about the autonomous driving thing?
It's terribly ironic that the older people are against it because it's being developed with the older drivers in mind, not the younger drivers. See, we're not going to have – I mean, I'm going to – take a stand here and say, quite frankly, that we're not going to have autonomous cars running all over the road. What the testing, you know, vehicles is for is to advance and refine the technology that help a driver avoid collision. And so, you know, I spoke to Carlos Ghosn, the head of Nissan and Renault last year, and, you know, he put it very, you know, very succinctly about why Nissan is investing in this space. You got an aging population in Japan as well as in the U.S. and Europe, and as you get older, people are reluctant to give up their keys, but their reflexes and their eyesight deteriorating, so these systems, they're not going to be.
So true, David. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is.
Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story? Our toll-free line is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. David Kiley, esteemed automotive journalist and author, is with us. We got a trivia question out there and also a poll question about the worst state with worst drivers, the states with the worst drivers. Let's go to Tom in Missouri. Tom, thank you for calling into Auto World. We appreciate your patience. How are you doing today, Tom?
Pretty good, Bob. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. A little sleep deprived. I was writing some automotive articles into the wee hours, so I'm got a quarter of a tank here, but doing okay. How did your holiday go? How did Christmas go?
We had a good Merry Christmas. We had the kids around us, and it was good family time.
I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful. Well, let's see if we can, number one, solve this very easy trivia question. And it's interesting that David has been talking about the 2015 Mustang, because the trivia question is about the gentleman who is credited as being the godfather of the Mustang. Who is that very famous gentleman?
That was Mr. DeLorean.
Mr. DeLorean, you're off by just a hair. He's the godfather of the Pontiac GTO, but we're in a good mood here today, so we're going to give you a prize anyway. What about your thoughts on the state with the worst drivers? How are the drivers in Missouri, and would you nominate that state or some other places having the worst drivers?
Well, Missouri's pretty bad at number 7, but you were talking about Connecticut, and I went to school at Fairfield University in Connecticut, and those drivers up there never like to stop for stop signs. They just slide right on through.
It is very true, absolutely. And what do you think about autonomous driving, Tom, as long as we got you about vehicles that can drive themselves, assist older drivers, as David was talking about? What do you think?
Well, we just bought a Subaru Forester that has the eyes up front by the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That alerts you to, if you're coming up on something too fast, and it'll actually activate the brakes. So I think some of those features are very good. The only ones I'm kind of against are the ones that distract the driver, like entertainment-type systems.
Yeah, the infotainment systems are getting quite complex. Well, hang on, because we're in a holiday mood here. We're going to have Matt get your address, and we're going to send you out a prize, and we'll keep that trivia question out there. The Godfather of the Mustang, this is so easy. David, it's interesting to get Tom's perspective on that. It is true, though. It just seems like when I get emails or in calls from younger callers, they're the ones that tend to really not enjoy driving, the act of driving. They'd rather be, you know, reading their Kindle or playing on their tablet or enjoying their coffee. They just would prefer to have the driving taken away from them completely, which is too bad. David, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It is an interesting thing. The young drivers, as you say, they're the ones that are more comfortable with multitasking and the technology. But the practical, as I said before the break, the practical application of this technology is not to have cars running around with people reading their Kindles, you know, or taking a nap behind the wheel. The real point is to develop the various collision avoidance systems that allow, you know, an older driver to avoid collisions. Now, I'm going to guess that a lot of the people in the listening audience have elderly parents,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had to, my parents are gone now, but my mother in particular, you know, we got to the point with her where she didn't want to give up her keys, but it was very clear to me being out with her with, you know, when she was driving, that she was past being able to drive safely and deal and cope with the situations that a driver is confronted with. You know, whether it be having to get on an on-ramp or negotiate a difficult roundabout or circle, she just wasn't up to it. And it wasn't just obviously wanting to keep her safe, but also other drivers, you know, on the road want to keep mm-hmm. them safe too. And so we ultimately had to take her keys away a little bit before she frankly wanted to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
But these technologies, I believe, as they phase in to, like right now we're seeing them in a lot of luxury cars, although the gentleman just talked about the Subaru EyeSight system, which I have tested, works beautifully. I was accelerating on an airplane, tarmac,
mm-hmm.
Test area with a Subaru and, I think we were going 25 or 30 miles an hour. Hands were off the wheel, and as we got closer to a fixed cardboard barrier, the cars, you know, the camera read it, and all the systems kicked in, and the brakes were applied. Much better. I mean, probably not for me, but I'm going to guess that if it were my mother, for example, mm-hmm. like, you know, in her last years of driving, the car's brakes acted better, more efficiently, and smarter than she would have been able to apply them. So So this is where the autonomous car thing really comes in. Not, we're not looking to have a landscape full of people, you know, just sitting behind the wheel, you know, eating their breakfast and reading their Kindle while they have their earbuds in their ear, not paying attention to anything. So
that's a great description. Our telephone number, once again, toll free from anywhere in North America if you'd like to express your opinion on autonomous driving, or if you'd like to answer the easy trivia question, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. David, my parents are gone as well, but I've seen it with my mom's family, and there's not an affiliate where they live right now, so I can say this, but I have two aunts in their middle 80s, and they should not be driving. It is scary. Yeah. It is absolutely scary. I had an aunt who lived to be 97, on the other hand, who was kind of like Betty White and sharp as a tack and was fine driving, so it's very individualistic. And just one funny story about the two aunts that shouldn't be driving. They have a relatively new, a couple-year-old now. They brought a new MKS Lincoln, and it's got the sync system and it's got navigation, but they have no idea how to use it. And my oldest aunt had it disconnected at the dealer. I think they just turned down the volume, honestly. She said, "This woman kept coming on telling me to do things."
Yeah, I mean... You know, and I was in Europe over the summer with my sister who's in her 60s, and we had the talking navigation system, which is a godsend when you're in a foreign country.
Oh yeah,
and it drove her crazy. She kept asking me to turn it off, and she was going to read a map, and I was like, no, we're not going to do that. but these systems apply to anybody, not just older drivers, because you got a lot of states, for example, where you have drivers that are, in my opinion, too young to be driving. I mean, you get some states that allow 15-year-olds to drive, and I think there might even be a couple that have a limited license for 14-year-olds, if I'm not mistaken. And
wow, that's scary.
You know, and plus you have the simple. You know, even regular, normally good drivers, you know, we get tired behind the wheel.
Absolutely.
You know, and things like this. And these systems all sort of kick in with cameras and GPS systems to nudge us.
David, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
GCN thanks our listeners for all your support this year. We wish you all the best in 2014. Happy New Year from GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We want to congratulate Philip listening in San Francisco, California. He is the winner of the easy trivia question. Can't believe so many people were off the mark on this. The godfather of the Mustang is, of course, Lee Iacocca. Our very special guest is David Kiley, who is an esteemed automotive journalist, an author, and also as a brand new job, editor-in-chief at New Roads Publishing. And we've been talking about autonomous driving and lots of cool things, including the AOL Auto Tech of the Year Awards, which will be awarded at the Consumer Electronics Show in January. David, will you be there doing those awards yourself?
No, not this year. I stepped down from my post at AOL, and the new editor-in-chief at AOL Autos will be there, I'm sure, and as will the winner be. And it's a beautiful trophy that AOL had commissioned from the College of Creative Design in Detroit. And it was that part was really exciting and a lot of fun because it was actually, I think she was 19 at the time, a student there who had the winning design. We had a competition for the design.
Oh, that's great. I know the last time you were with us, we touched on this a little bit, and I thought in the last segment here we could talk a little bit more about Volkswagen. You wrote a book, of course, back in 2001 about Volkswagen's comeback here in America. It's interesting in 2013 that Volkswagen has made some pretty significant traction in the Chinese market, but they continue to struggle here in North America and continue to have great aspirations. What are your thoughts about the present day Volkswagen of 2013-2014?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm hoping to actually update that book this year. We'll see. I'm talking to my publisher about it. But Volkswagen's situation is very interesting. You know, they have these huge volume aspirations, as you say, in North America. 800,000. They want to sell 800,000 Volkswagen brand cars in the U.S. and 200,000 Audis. Of course, the linchpin for achieving that greater volume is the new factory in Tennessee, which is turning out the Passats. You know, the new Passat that they're building there is really a nice piece of work, but it is in a fiercely competitive category, along with the Fusion and the Accord and the Camry and the Altima, in Malibu and Hyundai Sonata, and they're all of those vehicles are very, very strong. And so they have they've really run into a buzzsaw. The Jetta is also a very strong vehicle. Well, a lot of us think that they cut a few corners in this new version. But Volkswagen's real problem in terms of meeting their volume is that they're absent in some very key categories. Let's not forget they have no truck. Mm-hmm. And in the very popular small, sort of compact crossover category, which has been, the fastest growing, for years and years with vehicles like the Escape and the RAV4 and the Honda CR-V, they have the Tiguan. And the Tiguan, is a nice piece of work in its own right. I drove it for 2 weeks over the summer. But it's smaller than the competition, and it's priced higher than the competition. So it's like the only people I see driving Tiguans are just hardcore Volkswagen enthusiasts. And then the other, they had no minivan anymore. And the one they had was not really competitive. And even a big SUV, the Touareg, prices into the mid-30s and into the 40s very quickly. So they're missing these two, in my opinion, these two segments of the sort of the lower price crossover and something, that maybe starts in the low 20s and is very well equipped in the upper 20s, and then something that is pretty well equipped into the 35, 36 range. So they have a pricing problem with the Tiguan and the Touareg, and so it's frustrating. They just changed CEOs again. They, it's a hot seat of a job. Jonathan Browning has been there the last couple of years as the head of Volkswagen North America, and they just let him go and brought and elevated somebody else to try to make some headway. So
it's going to be interesting to follow that, and I certainly hope your publisher does allow you to do an update on the book that you wrote back in 2001, because I think it would be an excellent addition. We've got the big auto shows just around the bend, and of course, the North American International Auto Show in Detroit is already gathering lots of attention, with Ford reportedly going to be introducing the next successor to the F-Series, which reportedly is very aluminum intensive. No doubt this is a move towards the ever tightening fuel economy standards. Do you think they can pull off an aluminum truck?
Absolutely. I mean, what they're doing with aluminum these days is amazing. There's a lot of, there's so much aluminum, for example, in the new Range Rover, and that's about 700 pounds lighter than the old model. And I think Ford is very smart to go in that direction. I've actually seen that truck, the new F-Series in camouflage, driving up and down I-94 in Michigan, near where I live. And it looks very, it's very, very close and similar to the concept that they showed last year in Detroit. So I expect that they will do very well when that comes out later in 2014, and it's well timed because the housing market, has really rebounded and back, and pickup trucks always do well, especially new designs when the housing market bounces back.
That's a really good point. Absolutely, David. Let's talk about some other things that we expect to see at the Detroit show. We're going to be seeing the Z06, the high performance variant of the Corvette. What do you think the horsepower number is going to be this time around?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. What do you think?
I think
they have to be getting close. I think they have to be around 500 with that. Yes.
At least, yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the pressure that they have from the other manufacturers and continuing to raise the bar. It's interesting when you and I have been automotive journalists for quite some time. I remember when 500 horsepower was the kind of thing that, you know, dreams were made of in exotic supercars. And nowadays, it seems like 500 horsepower is pretty darn common and almost, you know, expected in not only sports cars, but high-performance sedans as well.
Yeah, I personally think it's overkill, and I wonder what the market really is for those cars. I think it's more about bragging rights and creating some aspiration with young driving enthusiasts. But I don't know, the horsepower wars to me are a little old hat. I'll tell you something that I think is a wonderful story, and that is that the Cadillac CTS, you know, seems to be raking in all of the, you know, the Car of the Year awards and favorability. It's a terrific car, and some of these magazine awards, we know that they are not biased for domestics, but the domestics have done very well in the last couple of years. I mean, Ram got Motor Trend Truck of the Year two successive years, and CTS is getting it this year, and they've gotten Car of the Year from a couple of places. So I think that Cadillac's continued, you know, sort of comeback with a really strong ATS, which I like a lot, and now the CTS, and we just need, I think, Cadillac needs a better, they really need to hit it out of the park with the next SRX, I think, because a lot of people were disappointed with the one that's on the road now. So I think they need to smarten that design up. But that's one of the nicer stories out there, I think.
Well, David, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. We look forward to getting you back on a much more regular basis in 2014 and wish you and your family a happy and healthy 2014. I'll see you in Detroit at the show.
Yep.
And
thanks
again
for your
time. All right, thank you. He is David Kiley, automotive journalist extraordinaire and editor-in-chief at New Roads Publishing. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.